Good morning and welcome to Feedcast Radio. I'm Dan Chambers with your daily dose of tech news that actually matters. It's Wednesday and we've got some wild stories today.
Hey everyone, Jess here. And wow, Dan wasn't kidding about wild. We're talking about Microsoft accidentally exposing confidential emails to their AI, password managers that aren't as secure as promised, and Canva hitting $4 billion in revenue.
Plus, we'll dive into why your fancy new ARM processor might be running slower than you think. Let's jump right in. Let's start with a story that's going to make IT departments everywhere very nervous. Microsoft just admitted that a bug in Office caused Copilot AI to summarize and expose customers' confidential emails.
Wait, so their AI was basically reading everyone's private emails? How does that even happen accidentally?
According to Microsoft, it was a configuration issue that allowed Copilot to access emails it shouldn't have been able to see. The scary part? Users didn't know it was happening until Microsoft disclosed it.
This is exactly why people are hesitant about AI integration everywhere. One bug and suddenly your competitor's trade secrets are being summarized by a chatbot.
And here's my issue with Microsoft's response. They called it a bug, but this sounds like a fundamental design flaw in how they're handling data permissions. You can't just oops your way into reading confidential communications.
Right. And how many other AI features have similar vulnerabilities that we just haven't discovered yet? It makes you wonder what else is lurking in these systems.
Speaking of security concerns, here's another one that hits close to home. New research shows that password managers promise that they can't see your vaults isn't always true.
Oh no, don't tell me password managers are compromised now. These are supposed to be our digital safe deposit boxes.
The issue is more nuanced. Some password managers use server-side processing that can theoretically access your data, despite marketing claims about zero-knowledge architecture.
So it's not that they're actively spying on us, but the technical capability exists. That's almost worse because we're trusting them not to abuse it.
Exactly. And here's what frustrates me. Companies are using zero knowledge as a marketing buzzword without implementing true end-to-end encryption. Consumers can't be expected to audit the cryptography themselves.
This feels like the Microsoft email story all over again. We're putting faith in companies to handle our most sensitive data and then discovering the security isn't what we thought it was.
Now, let's shift gears to some surprising performance news. It turns out AVX2 instructions are actually slower than older SSE2 4.x instructions when running under Windows ARM emulation.
Wait, newer supposedly faster instructions are actually slower? How does that make sense?
It's all about emulation overhead. ARM processors have to translate these x86 instructions. And apparently the more complex AVX2 instructions create more overhead than the simpler SSE instructions.
So if you're running x86 software on one of those new ARM-based Windows laptops, you might actually want to disable the advanced features?
Potentially, yes. It's a perfect example of how theoretical performance improvements don't always translate to real-world gains, especially when you add layers of complexity like emulation.
This has got to be frustrating for developers who optimize their code for AVX2, only to find out it's making things slower on these new machines.
We'll be right back with more tech news, including how Canva just hit $4 billion in revenue. Don't go anywhere.
This episode of Feedcast Radio is brought to you by, well, us, Feedcast, the AI radio that turns your news feeds into personalized shows. Want your news your way every single morning? Try Feedcast Premium. No ads, custom topics, and your show ready before your coffee. Visit feedcast.ai.
And we're back on Feedcast Radio. Before the break, we were talking about performance surprises, and here's a revenue surprise. Canva just announced they've hit $4 billion in annual revenue.
$4 billion. And get this, they're crediting part of their growth to increased referral traffic from large language models. Apparently, AI is sending people to Canva to create graphics.
That's fascinating. So while companies like Microsoft are having AI security issues, Canva is actually benefiting from AI driving more users to their platform.
It makes sense when you think about it. Someone asks ChatGPT how to make a poster, and it suggests using Canva. It's like having an AI sales team working 24/7.
But $4 billion? That's serious money for what started as a simple online design tool. They've really built something incredible.
And it shows how AI doesn't have to replace everything. Sometimes, it can just be really good at driving traffic to human-friendly tools. Canva figured out how to be AI-adjacent without being AI-dependent. That's all for today's Feedcast Radio. Remember, your password manager might not be as secure as advertised, and your new ARM laptop might run faster with older instructions.
And if you're building the next $4 billion company, maybe focus on being the place AI sends people to, not the AI itself. We'll see you tomorrow with more tech news that actually matters.
And now let's groove into some music. Enjoy.